Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, what's good? It's the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for tuning in and hope your holiday weekend was spectacular. The fireworks popped early and often on the recruiting trail Sunday as a number of high-profile prospects announced their college choices. There was JT Tuimoloau, the number one overall player in the 2021 class, at long last revealing his commitment to Ohio State Live on CBS Sports HQ. You can listen to the instant reaction of national recruiting editor Brandon Huffman on this very podcast feed to hear what he believes the Buckeyes are getting in the explosive lineman. And while JT Tuimoloau was announcing for Ohio State over the perceived runner-up in that race, Oregon, the Ducks were busy making noise for themselves in the 2022 class. They landed composite five-star offensive tackle Kelvin Banks out of the state of Texas. The Buckeyes weren't done with Tuimoloau. They built on their 2022 class, which right now ranks number one in the country. They added four-star wide receiver Kojo Antwi. Michigan, meanwhile, landed four-star tight end Colston Loveland out of the state of Idaho. There was coveted defensive back Devin Moore from the state of Florida committing to Notre Dame. West Virginia also went into the Sunshine State to get a pledge from four-star corner Jacoby Spells. The list goes on and on, but you can catch all that coverage and more at 24/7 Sports, as well as reports and videos from the Elite 11 Finals and the return of the opening to marquee summer events in Los Angeles this past week. The Pylon 7-on-7 National Championship also took place over the weekend inside AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, and national recruiting analyst Brian Doan was able to speak with one of the headliners of that event, Frisco, Texas, top 24/7 wide receiver Evan Stewart, about the official visits he's already taken to Texas and Florida, the in-season visits he has scheduled with Alabama and LSU, and a possible in-state visit to Texas A&M, and what else will go into his college decision. Let's send it over to Brian Doan to hear from premier pass catcher Evan Stewart at the Pylon 7-on-7 National Championships.
We're here with Evan Stewart, one of the top receivers in the nation out of Frisco Liberty. And before we get to the recruiting stuff, which I'm sure people do want to hear about, how does one at your age get to 2 million TikTok followers?
I mean, I would have to say, well, of course, because of my looks, but other than that, I mean, because of my dancing, I mean, my humor, my personality, I mean, I really just let that take a part. Whenever I'm not on the football field, I'm just chilling. I have fun.
So when you look at it, and a lot of stuff's going on, especially with July 1st and the NIL stuff going on, name, image, likeness, have you started to look into that, or are schools telling you how good things can be for you with that many followers?
I mean, I've really eliminated the schools that have really tried to, you know, recruit me with name, image, and likeness, because, I mean, I'm there, I'm going there to play football, so it's not really the main thing. But other than that, I mean, the schools that have presented it to me well and also have presented recruiting to me, like, well, I mean, they've been amazing. I mean, there's been schools like Texas and Florida and Alabama, Louisiana, yeah.
All right, so you made two official visits.
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about what you saw at each of the schools and kind of what you liked of it.
At Texas, I mean, it was an urbanizing city, and it was fun. You know, it was real big, so it was like, I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing just getting there, just because I heard that it was urbanizing and booming, and then seeing it evolve and stuff like that, I was like, okay, yeah, like, this is the truth. Like, I could go to school here and have fun while doing it.
All right. And then what other visit did you make?
I made a Florida visit. I mean, in Florida, people always tell me that Gainesville is boring. There was nothing boring about Gainesville at all. It was actually pretty, it was pretty action-packed and it was fun, so.
What's it look like for the fall for you with visits?
I should be officially visiting Alabama and LSU and partaking in another one because I will have one left, so I had to decide on that one.
Do you have dates yet for Bama and LSU?
No, not yet.
Why do you want to visit Bama?
I mean, you go to Bama to be good. I mean, I'm good. I mean, you actually go to Bama to be great. You go to Bama to be legendary. And they showed that there. They said in order to be legendary, you have to play best on best. And best on best, get better. So.
And then LSU's pitched to you. What are they talking about and why do you want to visit there?
I mean, LSU's kind of like the same thing. I mean, they both real business days. You know, they real business. So it's really like the same thing. There's not really much different between Alabama and LSU, you know what I mean?
Who else is in contention for that last official?
A&M and that's really it. I would say A&M. I mean, if another school came out, I would consider, but I mean, A&M, I'm just really trying to depend if I really want to go to A&M to see or if I don't, so.
When it comes down time to sit down, make a decision, go over everything, pros, cons, talk to family, coaches, what's important to you? What is going to be the backbone of the decision?
I mean, really is getting my dad on board. I mean, my dad is a very hard-going man. And he really wants me to get my degree and he really wants those academics. And same with my mom, you gotta get my mom on board too. So both my parents are on board then. I know that's not gonna be the decision I make, so.
That's a fair point. Hey, and just in terms of getting ready for your season in the fall, what kind of things are you kind of really focused on in the off season to improve upon?
My top of the route, I'm gonna say my top of the route. I've been improving on it like for a little bit now and I'm just gonna continue to do it. I mean, of course, I wanna get creative too. Get some more creativity in it. So.
And then the last thing, what are you really looking forward to in terms of during your senior season?
Looking forward to be honest, I'm looking forward to my cousins. My cousins, I want my cousins to get offers. I mean, we're all athletically gifted. So, I mean, I just really want to see them perform. I mean, but other than that, I want to have a breakout season too. I just want to have an off-the-chain school year and be remembered. So.
Evan, appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
That was national recruiting analyst Brian Doan with top 24/7 wide receiver Evan Stewart. Remember to give us a 5-star review. Make sure to keep it locked in right here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.